monthly, we put the spotlight on what's happening when it comes to Seidman College business under the umbrella of Grand Valley, and much is happening in the world of my next guest. She directs the Richard M. and Helen DeVos Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. That would be Shirak M. Almala, doing great things. Good morning to you, Shirak.
Good morning, Shelley.
Are you busy?
Yes. In a good way.
Yes, that's great. Hey, you do want to talk about something that is good right around the corner, this M West Student Venture Competition. Before we get into this, how do you spend your day?
Well, I wear a lot of hats, as the director for the center. I'm responsible for developing programmings and opportunities for both our students and the community to help enable and foster, entrepreneurship and the creation of new businesses and ventures in the area. So there is not a dull moment, or I'm not doing the same thing every day. But one of my favorite things is working on the co-curricular activities to enable students to have hands-on experiential opportunities to really put what they practice in the classroom into practice. So MWAS Challenge is one of those, highly popular, become very successful way to enable students to turn their ideas into businesses.
Awesome. Follow along, mwestchallenge.com. Let's talk about this competition.
So MWEST is a student venture competition. It's designed to create cross collaboration between students that actually span across 9 colleges and universities in the area. And it really has become one of the largest regional business plan competitions. And it really enables students not to just work across disciplines, so engineers working with artists, working with business students, but students are working, across with other students from other universities. And that collaboration is really creating great ideas and great ventures.
Of course, Grand Valley State University, but looks like most all of our neighbors here.
Exactly. Every college and university in the West Michigan region.
There's a little incentive. There's some pretty important prize money here.
So we have a total of $45,000, both in kind and cash prizes, and a lot of it comes from the universities themselves. But we have, over 15 partners and sponsors that contribute not just cash but also in kind mentoring and coaching. And, in addition, to the final competition, the students were offered opportunities for mentoring, coaching. We partnered with Start Garden to offer them workshops ranging from business plans to financials to marketing. So it's really, we look at it as a 6-month accelerator program that culminates in that, one big NCAA type tournament.
Just doesn't get the television.
Right.
venue. Okay, so the M West 27 participation, Shirak, when does this, give me my time frame here.
So M West starts in November with a kickoff event. And then from there, students, team up, work on the idea, work with mentors, attend workshops. And then, they go through different rounds from submitting business plans, executive summaries. And then so we have 3 final rounds coming up. The first one is going to be on the night of April 20th. We're actually going to have a keynote speaker from Craig Dubitsky, who's the founder of Hello Products. But what's interesting, going to be fun about this round, all the students are going to be exhibiting their products and ideas. It's kind of like a showcase. And the audience, it's a free, open to the public. All attendees will be given kind of poker chips. We're calling them Amwas Bucks. And they'll get to go around the room, talk to the teams, and do their own investments. So we'll give you some kind of virtual dollars to really invest in those teams. So that's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of energy, kind of People's Choice Award.
That That's on the 20th. And then the final pitch competition looks like happens within the next 24 hours.
Exactly. So the next day, you know, all the teams, you know, the poster session is optional, but the final day on the 21st, you know, all the teams are going to be seated and they'll be competing in different rounds. So we'll have probably up to 10 judging rooms. You know, the winners, you know, they'll move on to the final, and we'll have, you know, a variety, you know, a wide range of prizes that will be given at the first round and the final round. And what we're really excited about this year, you know, the growth, not just in the number of applications and ideas, but the quality of ideas. So this year, we're happy to see we have 74 teams representing 177 students that are going to be, you know, converging on, you know, the GVSU downtown campus and participating in the AMWAS Challenge.
Round one, round two. There's a round three Boundless Accelerator.
So this is a new round that we just added this year in partnership with Red Bull. That's the energy drink. So the kids will have their, you know, boost for the entire competition. And Start Garden. And what's going to happen, we're going to select some teams. They're going to go through a different round of selection process. They'll be doing some blogging for about 4 weeks. And Red Bull will select one team that will have will go into Start Garden. They'll have a pod there, and they'll have access to Start Garden mentors, coaches, in addition, you know, to Red Bull employees to really help them pursue the idea and take it to the next level.
Who are these students in general? Are these your best and brightest? Are these, does future look bright, says the song?
They're definitely, I think they're the brave ones, you know, to take this on, you know, when they're, most of them undergraduate, they have full-time load, they have part-time jobs, and they really will, they have that passion, you know, to pursue their own passion, and they see this opportunity, you know, to put themselves out there, to put the idea out there, test it out, connect with the community, pursue funding. So the AMWAS is not for everyone. It really takes, you know, that, you know, persistence, drive to be able to do something like this.
And you determine success how?
Well, obviously we have judges. We are going to have over 60 judges that will help. And that's really a hard job, you know, to decide, you know, to eliminate teams and move them on to the next rounds. They really look for ideas that are most feasible, viable, and they have a potential, you know, they have a market out there. So that's really what they're looking for, that those ideas that, you know, going to make it. But I know it's a very tough job, and we usually have very intense, you know, deliberation rooms trying to decide.
Not everybody gets a ribbon.
No, unfortunately. It's a competition after all.
Yes, yes. No, do your best. Tell me more about what falls under your umbrella, Shiruk. Again, busy all year long. Anything the community can do to support your Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation?
So we are in the process of a new strategic plan, and we're really focused on developing best practices in entrepreneurship education and training. And as I said, we're doing that through a combination of curriculum and co-curriculum activities. So we're working hard on developing the entrepreneurship major we have at Seedman. It's fairly new, but it's very robust. It was launched in 2014, and we have over 80 students who are enrolled in the major and over 400 students who are taking entrepreneurship class at Grand Valley. That's an indication for the, you know, demand and need to equip students with the entrepreneurial skills and competencies. So that's happening on the curriculum education side. On the community side, we have a number of key strategic partners, and we collaborate with the Michigan Women's Foundation, Spectrum Health, for business plan competitions and other opportunities to really advance and foster entrepreneurship within the community. And last but not least, I'm going to mention, you know, we also focus on the K-12. We run Teen Entrepreneur Summer Academy or boot camps for high school students. So that keeps us busy all year round, but it's a lot of energy, and it's exciting to see what's happening here.
And it's led by you, Shahrukh M. Amala, Director Richard M. and Helen DeVos Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Give me that website about more information when it comes to MWEST.
MWESTchallenge.com.
It's easy as that.
Right.
Thanks.